For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Ains. Tomorrow afternoon, the Mobridge-Pollock High School track and field team will be in Aberdeen for their second indoor meet of the 2024 season. Their first meet, also at Northern State University this past Monday, was a successful one for the Tigers. The boys won four separate events in that Fuller invite, and the girls took two. Junior Jackson Eisman starred for the boys, winning the 200-meter in 25.22 seconds and placing second in the 55-meter with a 6.99 time. Freshman Easton Eisman finished third in the 200-meter and third in the high jump at 5 feet 4 inches. Other winners include senior Simon Freed, who won the 400-meter in 54.94 seconds and the long jump at 19 feet 8 and 3 quarter inches. Junior Carter Hins won the shot put at 43 feet 8.75 inches. Meanwhile, the girls won the 4x400 relay with J.C. Netterville, Jada Thompson, Faith Heal, and Grace Overland. Overland also finished top five in the 55-meter dash and the 200-meter. And Faith Heal won the 800-meter at 2 minutes 41 seconds. Brooke Bain and J.C. Netterville also placed top three in the 55-meter hurdles. The first event at the Barnett Center tomorrow for the Northern State Open will begin at 2 p.m. Central. Just as the South Dakota State men's basketball team was unsuccessful in their opening round game of the NCAA tournament last week, so were the Lady Jackrabbits. SDSU women's basketball fell to fifth-seeded Utah on Saturday night, 68-54. It was a whiplash of a first half where South Dakota State found themselves trailing 20-3 at the end of their first quarter, but in quarter number two, the Jackrabbits outscored the Utes 21-7 to make it 27-24 at the half. SDSU was unable to keep up after halftime, though, getting outpaced 41-30 in the final 20 minutes. The loss ended a 21-game win streak for SDSU, their second longest in program history. It also put the finishing touches on a 27-6 season that saw them go 19-0 against conference opponents. And finally, in Major League Baseball news, the Minnesota Twins will be closing out their spring training the next couple of days with exhibition games against Atlanta. The Twins have lost four straight with their 8-18 record, still worst in the Grapefruit League. They will be in Northport, Florida this afternoon, then in Fort Myers Tuesday afternoon before taking a flight to Kansas City for the start of the 2024 regular season on Thursday. It was announced that Pablo Lopez will be the starting pitcher for Minnesota on opening day for the second straight season. Lopez threw 5 1/3 scoreless innings in Kansas City for last year's opening day win en route to his first All-Star season in year one in Minnesota after being acquired from Miami in exchange for Luis Arraez. That's all the time we've got. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com. I'm William Haynes.